There's a game going around.
Yes, I've seen it.
I did some preliminary tests on the game. I think it's psychotropically addictive.
Addictive? I'll start an investigation immediately.
Better. Let's escalate this. But
Scroobulous.
Welcome to the Games Radar Pod site. how do we usually start this thing? I'm confused.
By introducing ourselves?
I know, but there's always something else we go into.
It can't be like this.
No.
Who's in the room right now?
Associate Features Editor Payne Chatterson.
Yay. I love that button. Biggity Belson.
This is yourself. Biggity Belson, that's, apparently.
Okay, keep going. What is it? I talked over you.
I know.
No,
that's
right, wait, well,
if I could ever start
I can cue this up.
If I could ever start a podcast.
I know. It's weird.
That doesn't begin with me saying, I will kill you.
I know. I Mikkel?
I'm the Nintendo editor.
Oh.
I'm fucking serious.
You do love Nintendo.
This Stayplation editor, Reichel Maparas.
Who else do we have in the room?
And Xbox 360 editor, Charlie Barrett.
Oh, you don't want to mess it up?
That wasn't funny.
Barley Chariot? I don't know. I didn't think it was funny the first time.
More like, Barley, fuck you!
All right. We'll go into this week's top seven, like we always do. What was...
Oh, first.
What?
That's it. I wanted to start off and say what a great past couple of weeks it has been for Talk Radar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
No, I don't want to overindulge, but just we had two really good weeks. We've been moving up the ranks on iTunes, and we were featured on their top ranked podcasts.
Yeah,
ranked up there with the big boys. So everyone that's listening, we extend a hand with a really pretty adjective at the beginning of it.
Yeah, it's called a welcome.
A very warm
gratitude.
Games Radar welcome.
We'd love to give you very ejaculatory applause.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you to everyone who's been talking us up on iTunes. And
yeah, the reviews are really good.
We hope that we can repay you with quality podcasts, but you know, goodies. No promises.
Yeah. I'm sending a bunch of crap to Nintendo Nerd just this week. Hopefully before the end of the podcast we can think of a contest of some sort. Give away something.
All right, yeah. So this week...
I love you guys. Hey, Cluster Sharp, big ups for the sport stuff. Made us giggle.
Yes.
In case you don't know, we have a forum and there's a Talk Radar section. This is what we're talking about.
You should visit that forum and talk with other lively, energetic Talk Radar posters. It's quite fun.
Yeah. More people jump on every day. Anyway... Top seven wart.
Games that you've already played.
Games that you've already played.
Yep.
What? Does anybody want to... I wish we could have had Tyler in, but fuck, there was five of us already this week.
The teen-egg.
T-bone.
Love my T-bone.
So the idea is that there are no new ideas, and seven big games that are about to come out crib directly from or have obvious ties to existing games we've already played, which it's fair to say there are no new ideas in 2008. But that said, number seven
being... It just
being,
depends on how you define an idea, man.
That's great, hippie. Anyway, number seven is Spore. Cribs from Pac-Man, Diablo, Populous, SimCity, The Sims, Simtastic, SimAnt, SimWorld, SimEarth, Sim...
SimCopter.
SimSpore.
SimCopter.
SimLife. Civilization and Risk.
And pornography.
And
pornography, yes.
Porn.
Mostly pornography, though.
I've probably spent the least amount of time with Spore, maybe. Because it's zero.
Yeah, well, I'm zero, too.
I've spent one.
One what?
One GR unit of attention.
Exactly. I got to play with it very briefly, and even then it was just flying a Darth Vader-shaped spaceship around.
Whoa!
Really?
Wow.
Holy shit, apparently that's all you guys
Darth
need.
Darth Vader-shaped spaceships in this game. That's really all you need to know.
Where did they crib that from?
Ah!
But it's, I mean, Will Wright has already gone on record saying this, that Spore...
Whatever. I call him Will Wong.
Anyway. He made most of the games in the list anyway, so it's kind of more it's like true. This is a culmination of all of his
ideas
into
I
one
think
game.
It will probably, Will Wright will create our next reality. The human nature moves on. He may be the guy.
Well, to
that's what he seems to be trying to create, a simulation of real life that all of us can play together. And he keeps upping the echelon. Now we're into fucking universes and organisms. And
is Will Wright God? And maybe he's just preparing
maybe.
Us.
Maybe.
He's the creator.
At the very least, he's Job from Lawnmower Man 2.
Or Kristoff from The Truman Show.
Good afternoon, good evening.
That's a clip from The Truman Show.
Okay, what's next on the list?
Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2.
That's bullshit because nobody before this ever made a Geometry Wars 2.
Which, that's very self-explanatory. Any kind of game where you have two sticks, one direction moves you, the other direction shoots. Smash TV, Robotron, Asteroids. Those are all.
Those weren't two sticks, were they?
Asteroids wasn't.
Smash TV was, Robotron was. Asteroids, like, kind of predates all of them. But same idea.
Fine.
Next one, I don't know anything about.
I don't know anything about.
What is this game?
Demigod?
Demigod?
I think that's what we call
Demigod.
A concession to the PC users here.
Yeah.
Ooh. What?
Somebody hit up Wikipedia real fast.
A tiny little section of our forum that just likes to bitch. Yes, you asshole.
Oh, no. Chill out. So, let's skip Demigod because none of us know what it is.
Screenshot looks pretty.
That's a pretty cool screenshot. Looks like Warhammer.
I can't look at my browser. Keep going.
Looks like Hellboy 2.
Actually, I have Mirror's Edge, a new game you've already played.
Which is weird, because that looks pretty innovative.
It looks innovative, and the fact that it cribs from what we say is Run Lola Run and Joss Whedon's Serenity, neither of those are games.
Yeah, and Parkour, which is not a game, it's a sports of some kind.
I've played none of these things, actually. So
Run was a great game.
What? So,
Run Lola Run cribs heavily from video games, so...
For the course! Mind is fucking blown.
I know, right?
Number three!
I can't believe I just had to click to page 2 on this article. I don't even want to continue.
Yeah, neither do I. Number 3.
Rock Band 2.
I have it written down.
It comes from Rock Band 1.
Rock Band 2. Is that it?
It's Guitar Freaks and Drum Mania, which sound like music games.
And I've never played Guitar Freaks.
Cool.
Okay. Wow!
Right. Neither have most people in the U.S. podcast.
But that brings just the whole thing. Like, I don't want to bag on Rock Revolution again, but I will. But I really don't want to, but it's, you know, Konami had a chance. They started this genre with Guitar Freaks, Drum Mania, DDR, all that shit, and they just sat on it for too long. So now, even though Rock Band and Guitar Hero owe a lot to what Guitar Freaks started, nobody knows Guitar Freaks except, like, really big gamers, whereas everyone knows Guitar Hero. They're gamers.
I just want to make sure they were people.
They're people.
Japanese are too people. They're not aliens. Hey, fine. We don't want to go into that kind of racism. And number 2. Cribbing.
Just about every...
Fucking morpids.
What's a mo?
Well, apparently it cribs from mud.
Mud.
Wow, we really are not PC users.
Okay.
I played a mud back in the day.
So did I.
What's a mud?
It's like Zork, except multiplayer.
Multi-user dungeon.
It's a text adventure thing where you hit N to go north and S to go south, and you say get item, and there are other players that move from room to room, and you can, you know, team up with them or attack them or whatever.
Is that a computer game he played in big?
Without the pictures, like, yeah.
I remember I used to go online and, like, sign on to the modem, like a 28.8 modem, and go into BBS, which is a game. Was that the same thing as a MUD, or was that something different?
No, BBS is different from a MUD. A MUD is a... it stands for Multi-User Dungeon.
I actually played a lot of Mume back in the day, which is multi-users in Middle Earth.
Holy shit, I'm bored! What are you talking about?
It was a Lord of the Rings text adventure that was really big.
It was an LOTR in Mume.
All right, number one is Chris's Life.
Next,
number one. Tell me more about you.
What did Chris's Life crib from?
Chris's parents.
What?
Nothing worthwhile.
Number one is
Braid.
Braid.
What's Braid?
It's the Japanese version of Blade.
Number two.
Fine. Yes, I'm ready.
Braid is apparently tearing ass on XBLA. Apparently, it's really good.
Is it tearing ass? I think they said it sold moderately well. Because I was so pissed when I heard about that price. And think $15 for little Braid.
It sounds like it's worth it from everything I've
heard.
But I don't have any problems with playing paying $15 for that game. I played through it over the weekend. I thought it was great.
Okay. Oh, well, look, coming from someone who is extremely broke, like I can't justify like a little game like that for $15.
Stop buying HD DVDs.
I'm not buying those anymore. I'm on Blu-ray.
Why don't you just ask your parents for more money?
All right. I can't. They're still paying my cell phone bill.
Which, speaking of Braid, the guy who worked on it, what's his name? Jonathan Blow.
Wesley Snipes?
God damn it. Right. Jonathan Blow, it came out this week that he said he was hampered by XBLA restrictions, saying, I put a tremendous amount of work meeting all of XBLA's requirements when I could have put that work into the actual game. Feels like all the rules they have to follow for an independent game on XBLA. I feel like it actually decreases the quality of games because people spend so much of their energy on these things that users don't even really care about.
Specific names.
What would keep me from putting another game on arcade again is that they've just changed the business deal, at least as I've heard. If it's as I've... What? He just descends into madness after that.
Just make a game. That's all I want to play.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the
guy's just weird because everybody's like, oh, XBLA's a great place for independent games. But then we get shit like fucking Space Giraffe, and then this is an actual cool game, and the guy who made it says,
Space Giraffe
tried
and failed. So I don't want to heap a Dan Amrick amount of shit on Space Giraffe.
don't play an Xbox Live Arcade for Space Giraffe. There's way more going on.
Well, no, it's just like, is it more trouble than it's worth for independent game, like developers? Are they did it seem at first
like age old arcade ports for like the same buck, and those will usually win out. People are more likely to buy that shitty arcade version of Contra. Sorry, I don't like.
Yeah, I played it for like 2 hours and got everything I was going to get out of it. I want the NES one. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
if you know what to do, it's a pretty short game overall.
Oh, and speaking of DL Sizzlesnee, that's downloadable content for people who are idiots.
Oh, you're talking like an idiot. I couldn't understand it.
That was Ebonics.
Before we go into any other topics, I can't concentrate staring at this bottle of something that's on the table and wondering when...
Oh, save the bottle. We're going to use it when we talk about... That's a tease, Charlie.
Oh, yes. That was on purpose.
Get a little...
dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 dot. fucking Mega Man 9 achievements.
Yes.
Holy crap.
In the news this week.
In the news.
Yeah, this list of achievements that showed up, I don't think it's been officially confirmed by anyone, but...
But, you know, the leaked list I saw had the bosses next to it.
It has all the images of the bosses next to them, which is funny because IGN and us, GamesRadar, are supposed to be revealing three of the bosses apiece. I don't know which ones we're getting yet.
We got the email just a second ago.
Yeah. No, that was Capcom posting them on their blog, the ones that IGN has already revealed, which I already named in the original exclusive, like, 3 months ago or whatever. These achievements, they showed me these in the Wii version, and they still exist there, but they're obviously not worth any gamer score points. But these achievements are mean and rude,
and they're kind of rude.
For like
those who don't know, Charlie and I are kind of... Are we achievement whores?
I would definitely classify myself as an achievement whore. I'm not ashamed at all.
Okay, yeah, me neither. So Charlie and I have been kind of battling, and I'm 300...
Well, I'm an achievement whore. You're more of an achievement slut.
is this because of Avatar?
That's more of your name as well.
But that's why I didn't keep playing. I feel so bad. I love Orange Box, but I didn't keep playing because it took hours and everything was 5 gamer score. I really could be getting more out of my 360 if I just played...
I think you're worse than I am, because I don't...
Right now, I'm stuck in the middle of Beowulf, and I know if I beat it, if I finish the game, I'll get 200 gamer score, but I fucking hate it.
I spent 2 evenings with TMNT, which were some of the worst nights of my life, but it was only 2. And how long have you been playing Beowulf for?
I haven't turned on my 360 since I got my PS3, actually, which is no testament to the PS3 at all. I just happened to get Mad Men on Blu-ray, but...
Let's talk about Mad Men for a while.
These achievements are the complete opposite. Like, they literally mean these would be an achievement.
Yeah, like, I will go to any length to get an achievement. This is too much for me.
So, if you know Mega Man games at all, and if you don't, they're incredibly hard, most of them anyway. Clear the game without continuing. Clear the game without dying. Beating the game in general is worth 5 points.
5 points!
And keep in mind, I'm pretty good at Mega Man, I don't want to say, but I barely beat 2 bosses in 2 hours. Like, I had to fight them over and over again.
I never got to a boss.
In Mega Man 9?
In Mega Man 9, I never got to it. I mean, it was the E3 show floor, but, like, I didn't have a long play session with it. But I'm
clear the game 5 times in 1 day.
Oh my god.
Who the fuck do that? That's so cool.
Well, they only have 250 points total to work with, so it's...
Yeah, and
Jesus.
No, just clear the game without using any energy tanks, which are kind of vital to beating any
Mega Man. And then clear the game by defeating the fewest number of enemies possible. I need a number. What's fewest?
That's, I wish they had ways of like making
That's like a biblical direction. Thou shalt defeat the fewest enemies possible.
That's so vague.
Probably it's just the mini bosses and boxes then, because those are always the only ones you need to beat in order to move on.
But are those enemies or are those bosses?
I think they count as enemies.
Maybe they're foes.
Foes, ugh. Villains?
Beasts. Perils.
So, the other achievement news, I don't have any of these in front of me, but...
I do.
The Fable ones?
Yeah, the Fable 2 ones.
Fable 2 achievements came out.
So, anyway, Fable 2 achievements...
What were we talking about? These are real. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's been confirmed yet. Fable 2's a game. It's like on the 360.
Oh. By the way, like I don't know what's getting edited out at this point, but we have tried to start this segue 3 times now, and somebody with a diesel powered vacuum keeps walking by, and
the Rocketeer keeps coming by.
Hey guys, what's up? Remember me? No, nobody.
All right. Maybe you should pass it to me in a very artificial way, an obvious way, from Mega Man to Fable 2.
So, we were talking about Mega Man achievements, now let's talk about the Fable 2 achievements, like have an orgy responsibly, or whatever it is. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it implies you can do an orgy in a game.
Wipe it off in between each person. That's being...
Only two women on one face at one time. I'm trying not to...
What? Nobody in the wet spot.
What is the actual achievement called?
Did we just make this one up, or is it actually on here?
It's on there. It's something like responsible orgy.
Responsible.
I don't know how you have a responsible orgy.
As long as protection, you keep your sword with you.
I'm guessing you wear the sheepskin.
You keep your sword.
Probably has something to do with the condoms in the game.
Oh, yeah!
Please fist
hope we can exclusive reveal of the condoms in the game. Exclusive assets.
That I would be so pissed if I had to buy condoms.
Ensuring that not only you, but all your co-husbands in the ridiculous relationships that are possible are wearing condoms.
And your dog.
Yes, him too.
Did we find out what they're called? What
it's Fable called? 2, the game that lets you buy a condom for your dog.
I found it. It's the Swinger. Take part in an orgy responsibly. 5 gamer score points.
What does that mean?
Oh, but my interest in the game has gone up.
I know, I know. I saw that.
500%.
Sold.
Is there one for losing your virginity without paying for it?
I think we made that up.
Yeah,
we did.
That was one of life
achievements. We are hilarious.
Is there like a negative achievement for fathering 50 children and contracting syphilis? Because there should be. Because that's how I plan to spend the game.
There should be one in life, and every game should
have
that.
It's called the first to be achievement. Damn it, no one is funny today.
Do we still want to talk about this?
We'll just go ahead and get. It's been a couple minutes. We'll go ahead and go into break. We get back, we got a lot more crap to talk about. Console code names and what came out this week. And my favorite, inevitably going to be when we talk about the Medley Challenge. So stay tuned.
And a bottle that we've named.
Oh, the bottle.
Oh, yes, the bottle. Yep.
We've got a bottle.
What's up, guys? This is your WWE Diva and Playboy cover girl, Ashley. Go to WWE.com. Check out the revealing interviews on GameRaiders.com. Check out GamesRadar.com. GamesRadar.com.
It's Star Junction for a whole new generation. The internet generation finally has its own comedy at the Maginot Theater. WTF, a story of online love. It's set in cyberspace. Featuring two dorks, an underage girl, and a lonely pervert from Minneapolis that come together in a tale that will overclock your heart. Watch as the griefers battle the noobs and things get aggro. You'll be LMAOing, ROFL right up until you get POS'd. WTF, a tale of online love for a sexless, lonely, sleep-deprived generation. Now at the Maginot Theater.
People call it censorship. Some people say it's going too far. I say it's dangerous entertainment murder simulator. Hands of kids.
back, and Charlie Barrett has brought up a new sport called buckball. But
isn't that what they played in Final Fantasy X?
Yes.
Yes. Aquatic fuckball. Anybody watching the Olympics? I'm just curious.
No. Yeah, a little bit.
So we will not be talking about... Oh, you did, Shane?
Yeah,
so Shane can go and talk about it somewhere
else. Who's your favorite team?
You know, all of them.
Ooh, say Romania.
Romania.
Oh, the answer was America with a capital U.
He just made our Romanian fans very happy.
Anyway, oh my God. Okay, last week we wanted to make a segment out of talking about every week's releases, and then we looked at last week's releases, and outside of Braid, it was like absolutely nothing. So we decided not to do it. But this week there's some cool stuff coming out. We were just talking about Fable 2. XBLA has that Fable 2 pub games. Yeah. Wii, which looks horrible. It looks horrible. It's a bunch of just stupid mini games. I know our buddy Chris Waters at GameSpot gave it a 6.5.
Oh.
That's all I know about it.
Horrible. And,
of course, its catch is that all the gold you gain or lose can be transferred to your Fable 2 game.
Oh, goddamn, yes!
For the group
I'm sure I need to be a millionaire right after the game. Holy shit.
Yeah, that'll make the game really fun, starting off with everything at the start.
Apparently you can go broke as well, like with your money in the game. You can lose it all in this.
I'm sure the game is designed so you can play it without those things.
Hot damn, what a scoop.
I am quite the flatfoot.
How much is that?
That's pumping out. Yeah, what, was somebody in the middle of something?
Yeah, I fucking was.
Oh, what's up, Elston?
How much?
I didn't mean to interrupt you that time.
Shit. All right.
It's not likely to happen again. Damn it, I wanted to say that.
So buying a Commando Rearm came out this week.
Yes! I don't want to have to make you talk like that the whole time. I'll really quit.
Which I know is why Michael wants to hurry up and leave so we can go home and play.
Yes. Really? Did you like it?
I have played a little bit. I've just been really looking forward to it.
I love OG Commando.
Yeah. I just want to go home and download it like right now.
I'm going to play the
original. Fuckers are seriously dragging me down.
I saw that a certain magazine gave them like a 6 or a 7.
Print.
Print. Yes.
Did you have to move all the dead animals off of it first?
No, but I did have to wipe in the middle of my article. So diminish your editorial experience. Okay.
Buying a Commando Rearmed, XBLA and PSN, I assume both of them, right? Fucking sweet, I love it.
Oh, we have a level on there, don't we?
We have a Games Radar level. We're going to have a contest, hopefully soon, about who can beat that level the fastest. We have some shit to give away. Buying a Commando shit.
Yeah,
like a shirt with an exploding head on it, which is really cool.
Really?
So you know, I'm totally eligible for this contest. I will be playing.
You're also drinking an exorbitant amount of alcohol.
Mm.
Did anyone catch the word I said? Because it doesn't exist.
Exorbitant?
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 Wow.
What's important is that you all go, he is.
I did hear it right.
And number 2 lined up. He's got another one ready to go. Here, pop the cap in the mic. I want to hear it.
Okay.
I open my bottles with my lighter.
Speaking of alcohol.
Oh.
Jesus, that is second 40?
Yeah.
Who the hell drinks 40s of Heineken? Jesus.
I want to make sure I really enjoy what's going to be coming in the third act of T-Dog.
You really want to make sure your taste buds are completely numb.
Once I drink enough, like, this is really weird, and kids, I guess I'm kind of encouraging drinking, like, the rest of my problems fall away, and I can focus.
right, yeah.
Once I've been drinking.
And you're way cooler.
I am. I seriously enjoy everything more.
It actually makes cooler when you drink.
When I'm drinking, I enjoy talking to you, Shane.
That's the secret.
I like movies more. TV makes sense to me. I know why people think 2.5 Men is funny. I would get wasted.
Oh, the Terminator show's great now.
Charlie Sheen is a riot.
You also get more girls and make more money.
Yeah, that too.
There's no other new releases.
That's not true.
Whoa.
Come on. Dracula 3. Dracula 3, which apparently fell into another vat of names and merged with Path of the Dragon stamped at the end of it. I don't know what the dragon has to do with Dracula.
Jet Li is starring.
I actually went to go read about it. I didn't hear any mention of Dracula 1 or 2, so maybe it's just being clever.
It's because it's a shitty PC adventure game.
Words are completely redundant, Brett.
You can't hear me?
Shitty PC and adventure game.
Yeah, so the only thing else coming out this week is something called Madin 09. Anyway!
Oh, wait, going back to that Dracula thing, on the back of the box it said, from the books of Bram Stoker. I'm pretty sure that's not his name.
Bram Stoker.
It's a porno scribe.
It should be Bam Stroker.
damn poker.
Barnstroker's Dark.
It's Barnstormer's Dracula.
Dracula.
I'm curious about this Madden 09. That sounds interesting.
Madden 09, yes.
Yeah.
Hi, kids. Madden came out this week. I don't know how to care.
Shit.
Isn't Madden the guy who's like famous for eating turducken?
Isn't he the guy that wants to go to Ace Hardware really bad?
Madden is America's biggest, his most famous big fat loudmouth. And he somehow
he's on his
that's,
back.
That's
oh my
there's
god!
There's a lot of competition
here.
He's trying to run the ball up the field because it's football, and he gets to make a living describing the game of football every fucking Sunday.
That guy wants to score a point.
Yes,
I
know.
EA needs a name now, but I think people would realize if they changed the name. Oh, it's this year. I know now. People are listening to Velvet Revolver because they knew it used to be Jones and Roses. We don't need Madden's name anymore. He's about to get senile and fucking hoarse.
I thought,
about to get bullshit.
What?
Said, what's this about to get bullshit?
He was born that way.
All right, no more Madden. People are bored. Please. Yes, pose for the picture as crunkily as possible. God damn.
Whoa, wait. No more Madden. People are bored. Last week, I wasn't a part of the podcast. I want to bring this up. So whenever I'm not a part of the podcast, I listen to our podcast while I go jogging. And I had to endure three fucking Animal Crossing anecdotes from Brett Elston.
It was the
only time in listening to this podcast I was rolling
my
eyes.
I try and move past it. So, yeah, it's something other than Crossing.
Two anecdotes. Two anecdotes.
Talking about it.
And there was less time talking about that than any other topic we did that week.
Really, it just needs to end with, and then I spent 5 hours of my life doing favors for Tom Nook. The end.
Yeah, pretty much.
I started talking about a raccoon, and I was just like, oh.
It's so fucking hot today, I can smell my own balls.
Oh. Now that you mention it,
I'm so miserable. Shane and I were filming something out in the parking lot.
Oh, man.
That's what that delicate
we'll tell you about
is.
Later. What? Shane and I, yes, we had sex out back behind the dumpster. I didn't hear what you
In slow motion.
In slow motion. Is that another tease, Charlie Barrett?
Oh, I don't want to reveal too much.
Oh,
but it was a chafe. I forgot what we were going to talk about now.
I feel extremely disorganized.
Are we actually going to drink, or are we just going to talk
Charlie,
about it?
Charlie, we're in the middle of the second break. We're like 25 minutes into the podcast.
You're
only half finished, motherfucker.
I'm just worried about drinking it and then driving you mofos home.
Oh, that's right.
There's only going to be enough for, like, you know, one glass person anyway. So,
all right, we'll go into that.
But five
right
ways.
Now, what did we... Sorry, I really... an embargo on drinking in future podcast.
Why?
I want to see what I sound like sober.
No, you don't.
No.
Have you never been sober the entire time we've known you?
One time.
Here, you haven't drank at all.
But I'm high on goofballs. I've been crack-a-lackin'.
You're hocked up on something.
The marijuana.
Where the fuck are you going? We're recording.
We're on, I guess?
What?
We're on? I thought we were in the break still.
No, we haven't
I'm
been a break.
I'm Brett Elston, and I like Animal Crossing.
What are you doing? All right, whatever. Brett's gone.
Nintendo. This is Brett Elston now. Brett Elston.
Oh, goddamn. These kids don't know anything about how to play games. Games are made for adults. I'm Brett Elston. If you like it, odds are I hate it. Brett Elston.
I was in a fucking college class, and I was like, I need to play Animal Crossing right now.
Yeah, fuck that guy. All right, well, anyway, what were we talking about? What extravagant behavior did we engage in last night?
Oh.
Ah, Barrett Rapar is so good.
Luxurious behavior.
Getting
completely fucking hammered on a yacht.
A luxury yacht.
What mediocre game did you guys see?
Hey!
Oh, yeah. If it was mediocre.
I don't know if it was mediocre.
We have ideas.
That's the thing. My issue is with The Godfather. I don't have... We were on the yacht for The Godfather Part 2.
No, it wasn't The Godfather Part 2.
Godfather 2, that's right, because the part is very important, because doesn't it still take place a little in Godfather 1?
No, I think it's all concurrent with Godfather 2. However, it's only the present, the 60s parts of Godfather 2. It's not going back to the 1900s or anything like that.
I don't want to make any judgments, but can I say that that's disappointing not to have the flashbacks?
It is disappointing, I think, because that's where most of the action in the movie happens.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's all the
fact that we're not getting Robert De Niro in for it or anything like that. And Not only that, but like, okay, I am probably the biggest fan in the game industry
yes.
of the first Godfather game. I know it in and out. I played that fucker 7 times
on every system.
On every platform it came out for. And I am very disappointed to find that, or to learn that Aldo, the player, Trapani, the main character of the first game,
yep.
is being killed off in the very beginning of Godfather 2.
Oh, but spoiler.
It's not a spoiler if they told us yeah. right there. It happens at the very beginning.
And if you care to play it, you'll find out immediately, because yep. that's how it happens.
So, yeah, the character you play instead is Dominic Corleone. It's like Aldo's brother. And you become Don of never appearing in the film ever.
Which is just weird, because I didn't play the first Godfather. It's just one of the things I thought I'd get to. I don't know, like, I'm not one of these people who's going to fillet the Godfather's movies, but I am. They're great yeah. movies, I know, but...
I saw like, that YouTube video of like, you doing that.
Citizen Kane. I saw it last night. How would you think? Oh, pretty good. Who the fuck cares what your opinion is on Citizen Kane? Everybody else better than me is giving their opinion. No, the Godfather, I'm Italian. I don't have a lot of connection with being Italian, except for the Godfather, because my Italian relatives would always watch it with me. So it's a tiny, tiny bit sacred. And also, I'm a film fan. And Francis Ford Coppola hates the Godfather games.
That's true. To be fair, he decided he hated them before they even came out.
The article, because I kept trying to find information. I found several articles all based on the same AP conversation that it's he like, called it a misuse of the property. And then an EA guy responded, he invited us to his house and showed us all this Godfather stuff. So what I think get out of that, he doesn't approve because they didn't pay him a lot of money to be involved.
That's like Alan Moore's, you know, deciding that every comic book of his that's turned into a movie is automatically bad because he had some bad experiences.
Actually, him I'll give the credibility. Like Francis Ford Coppola was very fucking honest about pretty much everything. I didn't want to do Godfather 3. I was in a lot of debt. I made Godfather 3 because I needed the money.
So that's why he cast his daughter, because he didn't have the money to pay anybody else.
But the point is that the Godfather as movies and I don't lend themselves well to a game. They're kind of buying it just the name.
That's the thing. I understand why they did what they did, because, I mean, you know, the Godfather, you probably shouldn't make that into a game to begin with. I mean, it's not fucking Scarface. It's not a lot of action. But I think what they did with, you know, putting you in the role of a character who does all the things that happen off screen is a better decision than, like, you know, expanding on a bunch of action, having you play as Michael and go just, you know, be old GTA and gunning down other thugs. It's like, Michael Corleone would never do that.
They would have loved to have you play as Michael if Al Pacino would have been involved.
Mm. Michael was in the game, though. He just wasn't Al Pacino. He was just some random schlub.
Nah, they hired someone else to scream and spit. Oh, that's right. He's very quiet in the Godfather
game. That's true. And James Caan was in it, and Robert Duvall was
James
in
Caan.
It.
Yeah, both Jewish people, not Italians. It's great. Feel great about my people, right?
In this new one, they didn't say anybody besides Robert Duvall, did they?
The thing is, James Caan, his character's dead, so he's not coming back. But yeah, Robert
Duvall. Flashback. That's what they need to do. They need to build a new
spoiler.
Flashback while they're shitting on the property. Why? No, it's not that. I may
bring back George Hamilton. Have him be the consigliere.
Yes.
Yeah. What was the thing about when there's 3 cities in the game and we ask, oh, hey, Michael asked, like, oh, how are the sizes compared to San Andreas? And they gave the answer of, like, well,
we're going for, what was it he said? We're going like, for volume, not
density.
Size.
He used
or
the
density.
Word density over and density, over. Yeah.
What were the three cities?
He's not wrong.
3 cities are Miami, New York, and Cuba, which I guess is Havana.
Havana.
All right.
Havana.
It was kind of weird because I asked because the game begins in Cuba and, you know, during the revolution, everybody's evacuated and that's when Aldo dies. But apparently you can eventually go back there later in the game, which is kind of weird, like after the communists have already taken over.
And don't quote me on that, but I thought he said, like, New York is kind of the beginning and where you'll go through the tutorial, but most of the game may not take place in New York. Well,
didn't they say that we would get to assassinate Fidel Castro at the end of the game?
No, they didn't, but that would be pretty
awesome. It should be an achievement if you can knock that stupid hat off his head.
Seemed like everything we saw took place in Miami.
Yeah.
The footage, the gameplay we watched. Which
Miami, not Vice City, Miami.
Well, as a Godfather fan, I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt. You know, the first game they did a good job with, so I think that they can do a good job with this, even though it apparently doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with the fucking movie apart from the evacuation from Cuba.
Yeah, I like all the strategy element. Like,
I've never hoped anybody in the industry. I'm doing finger quotes. The industry was listening until now. What they made us do before the game was horrifying.
I hate to complain
about drinking on a yacht with over a video game.
They made us eat hors d'oeuvres served by beautiful women and go out with the Golden Gate Bridge.
That part was fine.
That part was fantastic. It was really cool.
But before we played the game, they built a strategy card game. I say built. We were using dwarves in place of Italian.
Italian dwarves.
I had like a katana ninja master guy.
You did?
I had a Civil War soldier, I think.
Oh, no. Well, Charlie and I had
dwarves. It was like, all orcs and dwarves and goblins.
They wouldn't let us play the game until we sat down for 30 minutes and played this convoluted tabletop strategy game.
The thing is, it wasn't convoluted. It wasn't convoluted. Okay, if you're familiar
there had to be a person there with a computer who would say things before every level because he had all the information I needed to know before I played.
He was just keeping track of like how much money everyone.
Oh no, not for
First
us.
Of
like
that's the thing. I avoided it as long as possible. I kept running to the bow and the stern, running away from people to smoke so I wouldn't have to play because I don't do well with strategy games. I just don't. And they finally grabbed us, and when they did, I think everybody was kind of drunk already.
No one was sure
of the rules. It really was just chaos. Like it didn't.
I think I just waited until it was my turn, and then I would turn to the guy with the laptop and said, "What should I do?" And he would tell me what to do, and then I would do that, and then we'd move on.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, God bless him, the poor guy who gave us the who walked us through the game. He must have spent like 30, 40 minutes explaining the rules when basically it just boils down the rules of the card game just boiled down to you have these cards that represent properties. Each one generates a certain amount of money. You can have them guarded by a guy, and that costs like $100 a turn, and then the object of the game is to try and attack other players, roll dice to get their properties away from them.
I'm glad you were there to explain
that's
it.
That's about it.
I feel like a failure because I'm a professional GOMS journalist, and what I got out of that is that Godfather 2 will have strategy elements.
Yep.
And that's
the thing is, when they finally took us upstairs after the forced demo of the card game, which they're actually not planning to sell in any way.
Which was weird because they were
despite being a fully functional, like, basic card game, it wasn't like it wasn't fun. It's just, I'm here to see a game. And you're forcing me to do this. And then if it had paid off in the end, I'd be like, oh, cool, that was worth the time. But when we saw it, I'm like, and basically there's stuff happening while I do other things in the city.
Yeah.
Like you could have summed that up easily.
To be fair, they're forcing us to do it, but they're also forcing expensive alcohol and food down our throats. So
nobody who doesn't work in games is invited on that boat. Like, everybody there knew the concept of a strategy game and a map and how to manage it like that. We've all done that before. And do I hate strategy games? I don't want to roll for initiative or fucking cannolis or whatever the fuck. I have zero interest in that.
What about charisma?
But
I still can't believe
you're being attacked by a manicotti. Roll for cannolis.
Hey, walk away from me. Hey, wait, this guy over here with this thing in his his orc over here. Look at him.
Now look at that plate of pasta. that is a menacing plate.
Michael, that was racist.
I know. Number three.
I did it to hurt you, Chris.
That was racist.
I did it to hurt you.
I have to say, though, the listeners must think we're a bunch of assholes sitting around here and just bitching about how much we hated going on a yacht because they made us play a card game.
You know what? Fuck yachts. Fuck yachts right in their yachting ass. But what we took away from the Godfather demo was the
$200 bottle of Cristal.
Yes, they gave us a
thereby ensuring positive coverage of the game from here on out.
Yes, this is one of those weird things where EA does this a lot, but I've also been to expensive things for Capcom, and all of us have been to some, like,
they all place. Do it.
Yeah, they all do. All the publishers do it. When they put you up, they do something really big for all the journalists, and that's what leads people to think, oh, they're not going to... How can they give an unbiased review because of this? Well, we just trashed the fucking game.
They wined and dined him and hired hot girls to talk to them.
Yeah.
Where do you hire hot girls?
Oh, there's a hot chick store down in the Mission.
Oh. they're having a sale, right?
There's an easy food store right down there.
But yeah, but then you feel like shit. I kind of feel bad saying, yeah, that game looked bad, but like crap. Thanks for the boat ride. Like,
it's funny because I was at EA last week and they did the same thing by giving me great stuff, and they did buy me off. here's what they did. They let me play an hour and a half of Dead Space, and it was good. That's how they bought me off.
See, it works sometimes.
No, see, that was gameplay for a concept that works immediately, and you get, and they didn't buy a license. They could have easily done an EA thing and been like, we have a working, functional horror game. Let's call it Alien, the game.
Well, they did crib from like 100 things, so kind of.
I don't want to put crib back in a vernacular.
It's the officially licensed horror.
I'm just glad they didn't buy a license for that, because this Godfather game seems like a totally functional, good game.
Yeah, exactly.
Without the Godfather.
Anyway, but they did give us a bottle of Cristal, y'all. That's not an appropriate sound. Hold on. I need to find some rap music. Anyway, let's crack open the champagne, shall we?
Yes, we are going to drink this shit on the air out of paper fucking cups.
It's odd. The last time we did
nothing but the best here at Games Radar.
We're all going to have our own personal sideways moments. Does anybody want to cry and fuck the chicken as well, too?
We had to pay for those paper cups ourselves. Those come out of our salary.
That's true. Yeah. That's like a month's salary right there for me. So, you know, this is going to be most of the nutrients I get this today.
He's back. All right.
Whoa, shit. Oh, that's
bad. Oh, the camera.
Holy shit.
We'll be right back.
Get my life on track. The more I feel myself getting pulled back, the unbeatable odds that I'm facing got me thinking it's a game that I can't win. Like back when I was in school and they released Donkey Kong Country 2. That was a hard ass game. I never beat it and I ain't been the same. So when the stress starts pulling me under, I start feeling like I'm back in the jungle, trying to stack bananas like building blocks. Might go ape shit on a million crocs. Grab that barrel and put him to bed. Hit a motherfucking bumblebee over the head. Bad guys stay on cadence like a drumline. I guess life gets that way sometimes.
Sometimes life is impossible, like that wood level with the thorns and shit. When reptile pirates get the upper hand, I can't understand why'd you make this level so hard.
Swizzing, wherever you are, shine. Whoever you are, shine. Wherever you are, shine. Whoever you are, shine. Wherever you are, shine. Whoever you are, shine. Hey, hey, I told ya, riding with my top down and my jewelry on. Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing. Hey,
yeah, hey. Hi, we're back after a minor
technical difficulty.
A kerfuffle, if you
will.
So, yeah, basically, I learned a very interesting lesson that when you open a bottle of Cristal, you keep your fucking thumb over the cork until you are ready to open it, because if you just let it sit there, it will burst open and splash fucking $200 champagne
all over the table, the computer, the camera, and whatever else is nearby. Oh, pants.
I thought heed this lesson, all you youngsters out there.
You are drinking Bowser style.
From the music videos I watched, I thought that was pretty pimp.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a naked woman here.
Michael opened up champagne with no regard to his computer.
Shane was supposed to be shirtless and waiting for him.
I could see in fisheye lens all of a sudden. It was insane.
Draped in 240 carats of white gold. I don't know how it happened. It's gone now. However, we were able to salvage some of it.
We were able to.
We were.
In case we haven't let you know already, we're not the kind of people who've ever tasted Cristal before.
No. Yes. Really?
Lager beer.
We're going to taste it out of paper cups.
It smells like a shoe store.
Recyclable paper cups.
It smells like Easter egg diarrhea to me.
Who spiked this?
Smells like
it smells like a very small dog pissed on like a bucket of popcorn.
Right.
Butter popcorn.
What's the difference if a large dog had done it? Would it just be muskier?
Because the other piss was cuter.
So what are we tasting this to see?
Now what does it taste like, I suppose?
Yes.
Let's take a sip of our fancy.
Right, here we go.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh, oh dear.
Wait a minute. This isn't worth $200.
It's not like any champagne I've ever tasted.
Because champagne's usually good.
Really?
No, it kind of has a fruity aftertaste. It's
It's kind of Corbelli and
it's like
Bartles
fruity,
and James.
It's like got that fruity garbage aftertaste, like when you smell a dumpster.
I want to say it's smooth, but it's really not. I mean,
don't say that. And that's a lie.
I don't want to offend the Cristal people, but I've tasted better monkey piss.
But no, we should. They should prove to us that they have better stuff by sending us some more bottles.
Hold on, I'm going to have to put my own face into my crotch because I'm going to try and pick up this fart on a microphone.
I would drink this.
Anybody get that?
Yeah.
A little bit? Shane's giving me a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. Holy Christ.
So what's better?
It's a little pungent, right?
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Shane, what's better, the Cristal or Chris's fart?
What's the difference?
Is Jack Nicholson.
So let's talk about something game-related, because
we are
frequently game-related, according to iTunes.
Frequently, not occasionally.
I hope it's not this goddamn champagne.
Yeah, not the champagne. Oh, no, before I started, this podcast has been pretty cool. Like, people are jumping on the forums and talking about it. And
yeah, keep doing that, guys. That's awesome.
Yada, yada, yada. And I just wanted to talk about this briefly. What's up, Charlie? Okay. All right. And looking at all the people in the forum, like, I just got kind of curious what everybody's name meant. So, I looked around in the room, like, I don't know what the fuck your handles mean either. I don't know where all your shit's derived from. Like, Shane, you're paper thin on a lot of things. Like,
yeah.
What is paper thin? Where did that come from?
I don't really know, but I remember I started, so when AIM was really popular when I was in high school, so about 10 years ago, I think my first screen name was Shownuff. And and nobody got it. They're like, what does this mean? I'm like,
I don't know, I'm changing it to Where's the Beef.
Yeah, if I every time I described it, I sounded like a racist. So so I was just like, well, I'm pretty thin and I run all the time in cross country and track. Paper thin. And then I grew and went to college and definitely got the freshman 40. Not 15. Lost all that. Yeah, so I'm just
40?
I was like 205, 210 for a while.
I thought you were a little misshapen, but I didn't think it was 40
I'm
pounds.
Shape. I'm shapes.
Okay.
No.
Elston,
I lost all that.
You have a weird online handle.
Oh, Games Radar Brett Elston. It's great.
No, not that one.
You can make change.
No, for like anything I post, usually in forums, I'm on GameFAQs, I'm on Dig, I'm on all kinds of shit. It's been Perch since about 96. You know, in biology class, you have to dissect shit.
Yeah.
Usually a starfish, a frog, a fish,
a worm.
Yeah, all that shit. Killer Instinct could come out, Killer Instinct Gold, and that fucking announcer that would yell at the beginning of everything, he just yelled the character's name like, Cinder! Why? Just fucking screamed the fighter's name. For no reason at all, I got handed the perch sheet. We're gonna dissect the perch. And I fucking screamed it. Like, and
wait,
we got perch and frog, and I just go, perch! And he gives me the other one. Frog, fight! And I yell in the class.
And then your teacher's like, combo breaker!
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, just after that, it became my license plate. It became my online handle for everything. But when people see it online, they're like, oh, dang, you like fishing, man? You want to go out sometime and fish with me?
No,
I don't know what a perch looks like. I couldn't fuck. But that's just, it's got nothing to do with fish. I just perch. That's it.
Perch. Michael, do you have an online handle you use?
I do. Mine is Evil Ninja. One word. And
it's
unbelievable
that you have that.
Yeah. Well, I'm always quick to jump on it whenever a new online service comes out, but I have a full and interesting life, but yeah, it comes from, you know, it's not mine. It comes from, I think, the back of some Moby CD that I heard about when I was in high school, where he refers to himself as Evil Ninja Moby, and I just thought that that was a really cool thing, and so for a little while, I referred to myself among friends as, like, Evil Ninja Michael, and then it just shortened itself to just Evil Ninja.
Remember, this is in high school. Be nice to Michael.
No, it was college. You can be me.
Good God, Jesus Christ.
Well, it became college, but yeah.
Charlie,
it's an online thing.
You got an online handle?
Yeah, mine's a pun on my full name. Back when I was in high school, I always have this history teacher who would, he thought he was being funny, I suppose. But every time he'd see me coming down the hall, he'd start rubbing his hands in anticipation. His face would just light up, and then as soon as he saw me, he's like, Charlie Grin and Barrett. And then everybody would laugh. And there's so much fun. Like that. He would do most of the laughing.
Where's he now?
He's probably still at the same high school.
And so what prompted you to make that, to adopt that as your nickname?
Oh, because it's like you have to own the things that annoy you. You have to, if you can't fight it, you have to join it and make it your own.
That's right, because we had a friend growing up that we had dubbed Weird Paul. And then like he became 21, he's like, you know, guys, this is like his voice, I don't want to be called Weird Paul anymore. I'm like, bitch, it's not up to you. Look at you. You're Weird Paul. I appreciate that. Charlie admits it. My fuck on all of this stuff. Did we get forced into the Games Radar X thing?
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, otherwise we'd go as regular handles. I actually do have a hidden handle I'll never tell about. But McStream Pies on, because I was in an online gang, is what I'll call it. So I don't want to say clan.
But it was a clan.
Yeah, it was MB2K, which is kind of short for Mexican Bitch 2000. We looked around and we noticed, wow, we have a really culturally diverse group of friends. So we all gave ourselves handles based on our ethnicity. And I wanted to make mine sound like a Mountain Dew name, so it's Extreme Pizon. XTREMEPIZ. I hate it when people online, you spelled Pizon. Idiot. Idiot. It was intentionally misspelled. No one ever mentions that. You've seen my AIM name. Like,
yeah.
Extreme's expelled. They never say that's misspelled. They say Pizon, because they just want to want to correct people on something.
And then, you know,
so my other friends were, I'm not going to say any ethnicities, it's just names. We had Captain Krizak. We had, Spiculese. Hold on, Spiculese is probably listening. What up, yo? We had Japanic. Old English, and yeah, that's kind of all I can remember right now. Maybe I didn't have more than five friends. Oh no, fucking Drew, the fucking Anglo shithead, got away with Magnum PI. But, you know, whatever. He's my buddy. The point of this exercise, like, I'm really curious to see where all your names come from.
Yes.
So, you know,
I see things like, what, we got Tasty Pasta, we got
Tasty Pasta, and like Chicken Stew, and Fallen Deku. I don't know what what is Fallen Deku? Do you guys know?
I get it from just being from Zelda, Deku Tree.
Yeah. I don't think Tasty Pasta is very hard to figure out.
Well, but what's the reason?
It's got to mean something to somebody else.
Pasta is tasty. What else could there be?
Not all pasta is tasty. Have you been to Fazoli?
Fazoli's. Hey.
Woo-woo. Olive Garden. Olive Garden is delicious.
It's a big rubber breadstick.
Those are free.
Like Suburbia Ruins. I don't know what his name means. It's the Suburbia Ruins.
It's like the name is clear what it means externally, but just like, why did you choose that?
There's got to be a tiny little story to it. I know I went on for fucking ever.
So we'll start a thread in our forums, which if you're not in now, please hop in and you can feedback. You can tell us what the fuck you hated or loved or whatever. Everybody apparently hates the 10th podcast to death, so we'll never go to E3 again.
Yeah, if you don't have like a story behind your handle, just say how long you've been using it, because I am curious.
Or make the fuck up a story.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna name my son Grinnin. I don't mind doing that to him.
What about Sea Bear? I love Sea Bear.
Name him Sea Bear.
Sea Bear Barrett.
Sea Bear Barrett. That's hard to say.
Damn it. Get inside, damn it.
Damn it, get inside it, Barrett.
How about Teddy Barrett?
That's good.
Teddy Barrett, Jesus.
Teddy Barrett.
If we have a kid together, Chris, we'll name him that.
No, we'll have tiny little butt babies running around. Future will probably own them in some capacity. Because we've had, all right, anyway. Yeah, okay. But yeah, I do want to see that, so seriously, participate, motherfucks. So anyway, I feel like I haven't used a lot of sound effects this show. I really want to. What do you guys want to hear?
Maybe a fart noise, or
I'll give you that. But here's what I want to do. Oh, you know what? Actually, I want to talk about mentally challenged people.
Not really.
How about you just talk about them and we'll listen?
Yeah. I don't want to talk because, like, we're discouraged from using the R word, and I'm not talking about the one that means for sex. Or is there another R word?
No, we're good.
We're discouraged from using the R word, and the Tropic Thunder promotional shit. I mean, this isn't game related. Is not allowed anymore to use Simple Jack like Vince did. There's a can we put a trailer on the fucking Talk Radar page?
I can try if it fits in our rigid parameters of embedding videos. Yeah, Tropic Thunder is out Friday.
Thunder. Ben Stiller plays an actor who's trying to resurrect his career, I think, or something like that.
The movie is preceded by like 3 or 4 fake trailers for movies that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did not know that. The website.
And that's what people are complaining about. It's one of the trailers in the fake trailer, the Grindhouse style in the beginning, is Ben Stiller's movie, him playing a challenged fellow, a mentally challenged fellow.
Make them bang!
And yeah, exactly. They're not. They're like.
The interesting is because no one has complained about other actors actually doing that. It's kind
of. You know what the biggest offender is?
I Am Sam.
I Am Sam and the Other Sister.
No. Radio with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh my God.
Remember, he's in a fucking shopping cart and he's like, ah!
He's like, durr! And he's flying down the street in a helmet.
And Rosie no one O'Donnell. Complains about that. No one fucking complains.
All he's doing is eating fucking plants.
They're saying he's being brave, taking on a great role. What I really respect the actors who can pull it off, but the other ones that are just so egregiously offensive, it's like, no.
That's the thing. When you do it too well, like I thought DiCaprio did a really good rah-rah in What's Eating Gilbert Grizz.
Gilbert!
Yeah, Gilbert. No, that's my nose. Gilbert! I'm going to climb the water tower. And like I could never, like whenever he really emoted, all I could see was Arnie.
Yeah.
All I could see is the little rah-rah character.
Have you seen the Rosie O'Donnell clip of her playing that kind of character?
Oh,
that's on the other.
What was that movie called? Like
in the bus with my
riding the bus with my sister.
Talking to strangers on the bus with my sister.
Oh, it's pretty great.
Making
but the reason like the reason this got to me though is like what. It's 2008, 10 years ago, literally 10 years ago, July 98, Something About Mary came out, and we already played the Frank and Bean sound effect.
Do it again.
Frank the Bean!
Yeah, Matt Dillon calls them goopy bastards in the movie. and the whole movie, like, that character's kind of running around, is used as comic relief. Like, that didn't, I don't remember that stirring up a lot of controversy, but now, 10 years later, the same actor, he's not playing the same role or anything, but it's like, why is it a big deal now?
Yes.
And it's really... He's really making fun of Hollywood.
Exactly. It's a parody.
Exactly. They're missing the point.
Yeah.
I think what pulled the Farrelly brothers out of controversy though is that in real life they actually do a lot of charity work with the mentally challenged.
I saw that movie Stuck on You, like half the cast is mentally handicapped.
And they produced The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville, which is...
This apparently was supported by the people...
Yeah, he was friends with all
I don't know, what's their name, like Down with Down Syndrome or some shit like that?
Probably.
I don't know. Up with Down Syndrome, I hope.
Oh my God.
Nobody?
Oh my God.
That's, that's kind of indefensible.
Whatever. It's so sensitive. That R word we were talking about today is always, even in... In any context, is always right and literal.
Yeah, the word existed prior to it being attributed. Like, and it means something. It's fucking like defined existing term, and now it's like impossible to use in any way.
I could say this movie, that movie was retarded.
Right.
That movie was hindered. That movie was
right.
Yeah,
it works.
It's slower impede.
It's slower impede, and I can say that, but I can't. I would love to call some of our commenters that, our tractors, but I can't. And I find it odd The Office can. And now they want to pass the term that it's hate speech.
Yeah.
Hate speech.
Yeah.
How can you hate a mentally... They're adorable.
Jesus.
That's muting my mic now.
I swear to God, if we go to break and I find out that you are using it to play that Ding Fryzer Dunn song, I will punch you in the dick.
What this is, we'll go to break right now. What this is Corky Chris Burke's brand new album. It's got a lot of great stuff on it. Eating is Serious, a lot of great covers.
I know the song Eating is Serious.
Yeah, it's Eating is Serious? Eating is Funny?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. There's so many good cuts this album.
They played it in Toys R Us all the time.
We're gonna wrap this stupidity up when we get back. Here's a tiny little thing.
You're going to get us all fired.
Who's your life becomes creepy around.
You don't call retarded people retards. It's bad taste. You call your friends retards when they're acting retarded. And I consider Oscar a friend.
Oh, we know Talk Radar's awesome.
Why does everyone hate Battle Network? Because I do.
Saints Row 2 lets you totally shoot piss out of a car.
If you're listening and you were born in 1997, that is bad and we hate you.
And to top off Michael Cinnamon.
But we try not to get a big head about it.
I am the third revelation! I am the third revelation!
But we need your help to spread the word and keep the Carnival of Filth alive and on the air.
Would you kindly?
Do your friends at TDAR a huge favor and tell your friends about the show. Review us on iTunes.
That was totally wicked!
Hit us up on Dig. And hell, just keep listening.
God clean, wholesome fun.
I don't know. They pay me to do this.
Nintendo.
It's for breakfast now.
Nintendo.
It's a cereal.
Wow.
Nintendo.
Super Mario Show.
Nintendo.
In a fruit flavor crunch.
Nintendo.
Here's Zelda 2.
Nintendo.
It's very good news.
Nintendo.
You just can't move.
Nintendo cereal system is a super part of this nutritious breakfast.
Nintendo.
Starting again. Welcome back, everybody. To
hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You love me.
Cha-cha-cha.
So we're gonna talk about games now. I think
games.
I like games.
Everybody loves games.
Game in the game. Game.
Video games.
I'm just saying there needs to be a game starring a retarded person.
Anyway.
Heyo.
Anyway, what were we gonna talk about? I forgot actually.
But another feature we did that made the rounds and similarly apparently caused a reaction of an entire article we posted, Charlie.
Oh, right.
Take it away, Charles.
Yeah, last week we posted the 25 annoying things about non-gamers from the perspective of gamers, and it did well and mostly
they
got a really...
read.
Yeah, it was like they interrupt their cutscenes. Like, they don't think it's as important as interrupting a movie. They smash your controller buttons.
I can't stand it.
They say that...
I hate that shit where they... I love this song in Rock Band and then proceed to fail it relentlessly. Like, I don't know why that bothers me.
That was one time. Leave me alone.
No, it happens... Michael knows this time we went to a party at another publisher or a PR company around here and just fucking fail every song they try. I love this song! And then they fail every song. And it's like
the worst part was that not only was she failing every song, but she was pausing the game and making everybody wait while she yacked on her cell phone.
Yeah, she was having cell phone conversations. Like, yeah, I'm totally playing Rock Band. It's great. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, how do you not know the words to songs you quote fucking love? If you fucking love something, you should know about it. Just saying.
Now, we're not saying if you're no good at a game, stop playing it. No, if you're bad, stop dying and restarting over and over and over again. Let someone else have a turn,
yeah,
for God's sake.
Just play once, and just know when to walk away, and like let everybody else have their turn. It's always the people that suck that keep
playing.
Know
when to walk away, know when to vomit.
Oh.
I had to use
was that guy vomiting off of a roof? Because there was a big gap between the noise and the splatter.
Tell us, Chris.
That transition made no sense.
He's
you just wanted
somewhere
to play a vomiting sound effect, didn't you?
Anyway, there was
a fresh last night.
I love the bookshelf.
It does.
Yeah.
I bookended my fucking
bookended
vomit.
That's the bookshelf
of the room.
So yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so most of the responses was very positive, but one person who may have enjoyed the article, but they decided to post a response from the perspective of non-gamers and what they are annoyed that gamers do. And so I thought we might respond to their response.
That's what's weird. How would they have come to contact with the article? Shut the fuck up.
Let's actually hear one of these before we go off into nothingness.
So, gamers listening, take note because people are making fun of you.
Yes.
That's it? That's what we waited for? Thank you. Go ahead.
So I want to run some of these by you guys and see if you think that they're right about this and this is legitimate. As long as it was a legitimate burp and not just
It was a legitimate burp!
Hey, it's always funny when Shane does it.
That's true. It's so cute.
It's like a chipmunk.
It is. It's like a little barfing chipmunk.
Off the roof.
Continue. I didn't mean to derail you. Holy shit. Go ahead, burp. Excuse me.
Okay, anyway. Here's one that apparently non-gamers are annoyed by gamers because the controllers are indeed too complicated. And apparently there are too many...
Fuck that guy!
Are you kidding? Controllers have not evolved.
There are a lot of buttons on those controllers.
The PS1. There's never been one more button since the PS1, which came out in 1995.
This guy wants
Shut
to go...
Shut up. Maybe the X button in the middle of the Xbox controller. If you want to count that, there's one more button. That's one button in almost 15 years.
The thing is, I've noticed a lot of people can't, like non-gamers, when they sit down and they try to play a game with two sticks. They're like, two sticks at the same time? It's like, well, people speak five fucking languages at the same time.
People
like,
speak five languages. Wars were won with planes. Multiple buttons.
Yeah. There were more than seven buttons in that jet fighter.
Yes.
I can sort of understand. There's the left bumper and the left trigger.
I can't understand it, but it's like...
For one
well,
time, maybe, but the second time...
Yeah, like, if you're going to spend any time doing it, you're going to learn it. Like, that's it. They could have said the same thing about the NES pad. There's two buttons on this motherfucker. How am I supposed to navigate?
I want my Atari.
They did say that.
I want my George Jetson.
How does A and a B and a start and a select? How am I supposed to know what does what?
Yes, the colonel.
I'm a colonel. So right. Anyway...
Go ahead, Chaz.
GSP in here. Thanks.
So this one,
Chaz. The next thing on the non-gamers hate about gamers.
Well, I'm not gonna read all of them, but here's another one. This one will make some people in the room angry. Final Fantasy VII is the best Final Fantasy, according to non-gamers.
According to non-gamers.
And
Chocobo Wars is probably my favorite Final Fantasy.
Chocobo Wars.
What about Chocobo Racing?
I was thinking of Chocobo Wars. I mean. It's really obscure. A lot of people didn't play it, I understand.
Chocobo Juarez?
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Chocobo Wares?
Wares?
They're wrong. Chocobo's. Final Fantasy IV is the best Final Fantasy ever. Sorry.
Yeah. What? Okay, everybody say the Final Fantasy you like the best.
Three people talk at the same time, yes.
Final Fantasy you like the best. Charlie.
Final Fantasy VI.
Michael.
Six. Four.
Ten. Ten! Yes!
Those are my next two. Is 6 and 10. Those are the three best Final Fantasy.
What's your least favorite?
They'll put you in the loser category. Why use that sound?
4 and 9. Probably 2 is probably my least favorite.
2? 2 is better than 1.
My least favorite is 7. And what'd you guys say is your favorite?
6.
That's actually my least favorite.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Which one? 4?
4.
4 and 6 are my least favorite. Shane,
I'm getting up.
Least favorite?
You, sir, you are a non-gamer. You're not a gamer.
I am subversive.
I've only played all the way through 3 of them.
Did I get cock smacked?
Oh, wait. I didn't like 9.
No!
Wow.
Brett, they're hurting us.
Oh, man. Chris, you should get that looked at.
Brett just stabbed Chris and he did not have a weapon. So.
Ow!
Your nose is like hanging by a thread. Ow. Yeah, you should get that checked out next time you be a dumbass.
Why didn't you let me use some hit sound so people know what you thought? You know
what you're really hated 9. Are we still talking about this?
No.
Awesome. No. Good. Drink.
Do you want to do any more of these?
Yeah, I'm curious.
How about number 13? Madden Football is good enough.
What?
Madden Football is good enough.
You know, you probably heard him on the podcast earlier talking about a nuclear bomb detonating in Superman's ass. He had a lot of expert opinion.
A what bomb?
Nuclear bomb. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
I have beer and fucking shitty champagne in my system.
You turned into George W.
Go ahead. I believe you were talking about.
You're talking about Henry. You're talking about Henry.
He said. He said, like, as a gamer, he actually enjoys Madden. He says it's a good game. He can fucking care less about football, but, like, as a game...
It's a good game. Played a lot of it.
Boo!
It's a good game, but I'm wondering if this guy is meaning that it's enough. Like, That's all you really need is Madden Football.
No, fuck that guy.
All right, yeah. What else we got? That they say piss off the non-gamers.
All right, Portal was a fun game, but it wasn't a religion, gamers.
Okay.
Yes, there's so many religious Portal fans.
I go to church every Sunday for Portal.
The Church of Chell?
Do you know how stupid a churchgoer looks next to a Portal fan?
Number 16, you are not persecuted.
Who?
You, a gamer, are not persecuted, so stop acting like you are.
That isn't true.
Wait, every time bullshit! They go out to a bar and try to get laid with that Games Radar card.
Oh, you go out to a bar and you try and tell... You guys all have fucking close women in your life. Shane and I don't. You go to a bar and leg slam shut so fast that your fucking neck cap breaks.
Yeah. All right, well, here's the thing. Any girl that's that fucking on your shitty, don't...
Of course.
I went all through college saying, I'm a big nerd. It didn't stop one girl from saying...
The more I hear about it, the more the pink taco grows back together.
The more the old axe wound.
It's fucking horrible.
Right, yeah, the more the axe point heals.
Wait, I don't think just because you two go to a bar and try to use your Games Radar business cards to pick up ladies, that doesn't mean you're persecuted.
No, we don't use it. We are a sexual force. If Shane and I can't be too close when we go to a bar because our pheromones will overpower a woman.
Yeah.
Now, if you went to the bar and you like were getting along really well, and then she just happened to find out you played video games, and then she immediately left, then yes, you're persecuted.
Look,
then you would have a case.
I talk to a woman, I talk straight to a prostate. She knows exactly what I'm after. No, but it doesn't matter. It's because
the problem is you're talking to prostates.
I lived in a small town. I live in a small town. I can talk to women, blah, blah, blah. But I come here, and the first question is, what's your job?
To say you're a writer.
I do. I say I'm an editor for an online magazine. And eventually...
Well, then she probably realizes that you're poor.
Oh, did I mention I'm ugly and I never dress up? I probably should. Before I start trashing all women.
When I was in the Castro with Chris last Friday, I was stopped and asked, who do I work for? Apple or Hewlett Packard?
He was so
okay.
Pissed.
Well, maybe your problem.
I was so pissed. I was like, "Why did you come up with those two? I don't want to talk to you." And he's like, "Well, are you gonna tell us who you work for?" No, fuck you. Like, leave me alone.
Jane say that he's the gayest man in the universe.
What?
That we were in the Castro. Castro.
I'm not homophobic. It was just very.
It's
like,
not homophobic, but a guy stopped you and knew immediately that you worked in some kind of electronics and stuff.
Okay, first of all,
industry.
You couldn't get a woman because you were trying to do it with your Games Radar business card. And second, because you're in the Castro. I don't think you can blame that you're persecuted by games.
Is the guy who's been related?
I'm Charlie Barrett. I make really lame gay jokes. Ha ha ha.
I've been
that
the same place.
You heard was like all the ass on that street just slamming shit.
That's what it was. It was prostate shriveling.
I want to point out, on a slight deviation from that response, one of the dig responses to your article, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Which struck me as particularly hilarious. Danger Collie writes, "I wouldn't presume to lecture anyone about how they spend their free time.
I'm about to.
Though you might consider that many of us not gaming are out taking business classes, networking, working extra hours, and getting jobs that make us your boss. Or working sideline jobs to bank enough cash we don't need no steaking day job. We, the non-gamers, are the ones getting promoted, getting laid, and retiring early.
Oh, my God.
By all means, play on." And I would just like to point out that this was written by someone who comments about video game articles on Dig during the fucking workday. He's retired. He's retired at 12.
He's got laid enough. He's done.
Okay,
I don't know about
point.
You guys, but like fucking those suits are everywhere in San Francisco, and they could not be more boring. Holy shit. Like, seriously, what he just said, the epitome of that, you guys suck. You're really uninteresting. Like,
anyone who goes into such great detail in comments is like, you get over yourself, and you'll find life is worth living and not just an endless stream of comment threads. Congratulations, you wrote that so that like 7 people could dig
you
down.
And I found that out the hard way. Remember I sent around that email last week? I looked at my old Newgrounds account, and I was a troll.
Oh,
and this
were.
Is what, like a miserable time in my life, and I literally, like a quote, what was it, like, Star Wars sucks. Star Wars suck. Nothing was suck. Star Wars suck. That was my quote. That's what I had. A year of my life amounted to that. Like, I was famously in it for a second with a comment. So just...
I just like how that comment assumes that a gamer can also do all of those things at the same time as they fit a game in now and then.
Yeah, seriously.
Charlie, I hate to cut you short, but we really got to get up. I did an article called Games That Deserve the Mega Man 9 Treatment. What I used in it was I tried to put together a lot of sprite work, make old games look new and old.
Basically, we want new old games.
What if they pulled a Mega Man 9, a Metroid, or Sonic, or Mario, what would it look like? Elson?
Yes.
Segueing to what you want to talk about, could you please get it out?
Like the console code names?
I did not say that at all. You heard your own article.
That's the only thing I brought up. Like what
I said, I brought up Mega Man.
Okay, I got it. All right. So for this article, Chris was talking about new games that have gone 3D need to go back and would benefit from a Mega Man 9 treatment.
You know what? Everybody, while we're in the room, did I miss something? Was there something you think could benefit from an old school treatment? Was there anything you guys would have liked to see? Shane, you probably weren't born yet. Charlie, you were too cool, apparently, as an infant.
I saw someone on Dig really was like, am I the only one who doesn't want a new Final Fantasy, like 4 or 6? And I was like, hell yes, I would like that, exactly. Yeah. Games that have gone 3D that, whether or not they're good 3D turnouts, would be good as a new old game like Mega Man. Like Chris, you wrote it. You put Blaster Master, Metroid, which I love the Prime games, but by the end of Prime 3, I'm like, that was kind of the same game as the other two. Donkey Kong, there's all the 3D games are just
Donkey
like,
Kong is done. Donkey
the past
Kong is
8 years of Donkey
fucking
Kong.
Fucking irrelevant. The fact that I look more forward to seeing Toad and Waluigi in a party
yeah,
game.
Yeah, seriously.
Donkey Kong, done.
But this leads to Gather Images. We actually had one of my friends create some mock-up screens, who's in the forums as Creative Assassin. He also helped make some of the Mega Man 9. He's got a lot of NES knowledge.
Pretty good. Love him.
We also had to get our own sprites for this article to make new. We made new images of what a new
Master!
Old game.
We had to jack sprites to get the artwork for this website.
Talking like that. We got to jack sprites.
Yo, dog.
And so you go to sites that got a bunch of sprites up there, right?
Yeah.
And,
people
want credit for them. And I'm like, fuck that noise. You didn't do shit.
Stop it. Go back to Elson.
You didn't do anything.
No, you're usually yelling, you fucking curmudgeon.
People that rip sprites, there's a really good site called the
Sprite Database.
It's fucking amazing.
Hey, you know what? This counts as credit. Shut up.
Yeah. We use a lot of sprites off of that site, and it's like, you didn't actually do any work. There's a program that extracts all the sprites from a game. Even if you hand rip the sprites, I do that myself. It's not that much work. You didn't invent the game. You didn't make the ROM. You didn't do anything.
It is a lot of work.
You don't need credit. You don't need credit.
Like, you think you deserve credit and you put it on the picture? Like, you didn't design this at all. Like, if I went through and got every screen grab of Batman, posted on the internet, I would be arrested and fined a very large amount. So shut up. You don't deserve credit.
It's just silly. Like, with some kind of analogy, like, hi, I made this torrent, so I've got a underlying audio thing of this torrent ripped by Balls Deep 59 or whatever. Like, we don't need... get over it.
I hated touching everything so poorly, but we were wondering... Like, seriously, tell us how you like this. Don't stop listening if you thought this is too long. But, you know, go ahead, tease some stuff for next week. Shane, what are you doing next week?
I have the horror game showdown. There are a shit ton of games coming out, or...
Horror, right?
Horror. There are a couple games that don't have exact release dates yet, but things that have been announced, no, not Resident Evil 5, that's next year, but are coming out this fall or winter, and I'm going to be talking about them, and which are the scariest. Oh, one thing I want to mention, I went and saw Dead Space last week, and we didn't get to talk about it, but Paul Ryan and I, we wrote 6 things that you didn't know about Dead Space last week, and it's a pretty interesting article because I think it's a great game.
Sorry, transition button. Who's next? Who wants to go next?
What is that sound effect from?
Three Stooges.
You lose your credibility as a man.
Yes.
The fuck, I didn't watch that show.
Neither did I, don't worry.
I saw Bionic Commando, the next gen one. I played the multiplayer Monday, but they won't let us talk about it till after Leipzig, pretty much. So.
Oh, it's okay, because it sucks. But what are you
It doesn't suck, but I can't say anything else. Actually, I'm working on something for like way later in the month, but we're going to try to come up, going to be brainstorming podcast stuff, actually, I think, in the near future, like ways to get it out there more, ways to get it. Wow, you're going to drop that. No, he didn't. We almost had a beer explosion.
It's entirely possible I might have something up on The Godfather 2 by this point, and I'm also working on a super secret project that may show up either next week or the week after. So stay tuned.
Charlie. On Friday, so at the same time as the podcast, you should be able to find an article about GTA 4. I know it's kind of an old game at this point, but I'm trying to 100% it, and I just discovered a few things that are really cool, and I think people that kind of rushed through the game might have missed but would want to go back and reload the game for. You know, not things like pigeons or stunt jumps and things like that, but these things 100%er would have found, but somebody that has kind of played it in a month would have missed these, and I think they should not have missed them because they're really cool.
How do you rush through a 35-hour game?
Well, relatively rushed.
Okay.
And I don't have anything to work on, so we're just going to see you guys next week. Yeah, I apologize.
You've got something to work on.
No. I tease something next week. We'll get it done when we can. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah, if it's just too long, we saw some people actually wanted more or twice a week. We can't do twice a week, but
now you know why it's bad.
Yeah.
Sound off in the forums, guys.
Yes, please go to the GED forums and let us know what up.
And before we go...